Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Health Action New Mexico Executive Director Barbara Weber to talk to us about the importance of health insurance in New Mexico and the options they have. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you so much. I look forward to being here and sharing some what I think is very important information that people may not be aware of.
You're welcome. Southern New Mexico is one of the areas of the state that still has many people who are not covered by health insurance. How is Health Action New Mexico involved with health insurance, and what does it do?
Emily, you're so right, because actually 1 out of 10 people throughout our state do not have health coverage. So Health Action is a statewide nonprofit organization that advocates for greater access to health and dental care for all families in New Mexico. That mission of ours leads us often to the legislature to promote new policies that advance greater access to health and dental care. And we also encourage local leaders to get involved in this process for better health, dental, and mental health services for their community.
Why is it important to get health insurance?
Health coverage, and that includes both private insurance and your employee coverage. And for a lot of people in New Mexico, it's going to be coverage through our public health plan of Medicaid and or Medicare. The importance is that if you have coverage, then you're more likely to get preventative care. You're more likely to go to the doctor when you begin having an issue that needs addressing. Otherwise, you tend to delay care, and then the issue is much more serious and ends up being more costly for you and with greater consequences for your own health. So having coverage is a way to have access to all the health care without worrying about financial costs for you or your family.
Is there something new and different in health coverage now?
There is. When Congress passed the American Rescue Plan back in March of this year, they included a lot of financial assistance for people seeking health care on exchanges. So starting April 1st, you have a lot more financial assistance available to people and their families, either no cost or low cost for health insurance. When I talk to people, I find they're really surprised when they go, maybe they went this past year and looked for health insurance and felt it was not affordable, and then they're really surprised to see now it's much more affordable. But we also know that a lot of families lost their coverage during the COVID epidemic and are looking for ways to have health insurance that they feel like they can't afford. Another interesting fact is that though 1 out of 10 of us in New Mexico does not have health coverage, half of those people are actually eligible either for Medicaid or through low-cost programs on the exchange.
And what special considerations does someone need to know when deciding to get health insurance?
Well, I think that, first of all, that it's very important to have health coverage, especially right now at this time at the summertime. And I say summertime because some people are coming back to jobs after COVID but that may or may not offer health insurance, but they still need to know that they have options. We also have a lot of young people who maybe through their college or the university had health insurance, but now they've graduated, and it's very important for them to get health insurance. You never know when something's going to happen, even though you feel like you're healthy. And also the preventative routine coverage helps you discover situations that can be addressed early and taken care of as opposed to morphing into much more serious health conditions. Now, there's very one important consideration for immigrant families in New Mexico, and that is that the public charge rules that worried so many families are no longer in place. So I have to repeat that. Public charge rules are no longer in place, and immigrant families who qualify can access more assistance programs without worry that this assistance would hurt their process of becoming citizens through their immigrant applications. So receiving food, receiving rental assistance, receiving medical assistance will not change immigration's consequences. And I know that's been a big concern for a lot of our families in New Mexico.
Are these some of the challenges that they have for not receiving coverage? And what other challenges are there?
I think other challenges are sometimes that there's not always been bilingual assistance available for them, so language becomes an issue. I think that feeling like if the process is too onerous, and that's why it's been streamlined in New Mexico to make it really easy. So you don't have to know whether you qualify for Medicaid or for the exchange. Just when you call the exchange, they will guide you and set you up whatever program you qualify. But again, the new information is that never before has it been so affordable to get health insurance thanks to the changes Congress made in April. People should also know that the special enrollment period that began in April for these new affordable assistance programs, it's going to end July 15th. So really want to get the word out to people to this is the time to take advantage, sign up, and get health coverage for peace of mind and also for the health of you and your family.
And how do people get this health coverage?
The best way is to visit, and I'm going to give you the website number. It's the website for Be Well New Mexico, which is the name of our state, New Mexico Exchange, and that is www.bewellnm.com. Or there's a number you can call with bilingual assistance, 883-862-3935, and they will help you enroll into which program is the best for you and your family. They also have free local help, so if you need to meet with someone in person, they can direct to you, if you're more comfortable doing that, to meet with local help. So using the direct contact, we've want to make it in New Mexico as simple as possible, and that is through our state exchange, bewellnm.com.
Is there any other special consideration someone needs to know about getting health insurance?
Not really. I mean, for some people, they've been worried about the cost, and now we've made it much more affordable. Other people simply don't know that this is happening, and this is why we're running a campaign to make sure that as many people as possible in New Mexico know that there's more affordable coverage than ever available in the state, and it's at no cost or low cost. I think other considerations are just time. Sometimes people feel like they don't have time to investigate, and that's why you don't have to worry about investigating the best plan for you. You can get help, but you can also go on the website and find out comparison. What are the needs for your plan, for your family? Sometimes you want to make sure that one plan or another covers a particular specialist or a doctor that you're seeing or a medication that you're on. So looking at cost, but also looking at medications and access to the doctors that you want to see or the hospital you want to go to is also important.
Now, Health Action New Mexico also has a website. What else do they do?
Well, as I say, we do everything that we can in terms of policy that will assist people more to have coverage in New Mexico. Our goal is that everyone in New Mexico should have access to quality, affordable, and accountable health care. So some of the other initiatives we've been involved in are making medications more affordable in New Mexico. We've heard for years that people simply can't afford their medications. So last fall, we did a poll, hire a polling company, and they found that 44% of the people polled statewide in New Mexico are reporting that they either skipped the medication or they didn't fill a prescription due to cost. So we have a coalition that's working on solutions to bring down the cost at the state level, at least in New Mexico. So that's one initiative. During the pandemic, we knew that everything had kind of come to a halt, no more in-person meetings. And that left particularly our rural folks without a way to connect with each other and really find out what the gaps were as they were going through the pandemic. So we had five groups throughout the state that were rural groups, and they met, each group met separately monthly and talked about what was going on in their community in terms of especially the pandemic and if there were local solutions that they could work on, information sharing, et cetera. So that was a very exciting project, and we've got a report on our website from that. And I think it's so important that rural New Mexico always be at the table. And so we do what we can at Health Action to elevate the voice of rural communities as well. We've worked for a long time on dental care access and passed legislation 3 years ago to set up a mid-level provider. And they've just finished the rulemaking for that. So we're hoping that in 3 years or so, we'll start seeing graduates from dental schools that will be mid-level providers and have more access to people out in the areas that find it hard to find a dentist.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
There's one other initiative that we're very excited about, and it's about access. And that would be, it actually went through the legislature in this session, but it got stuck at the end on the calendar before they could get to it. And that is that people will have an option in New Mexico to, when they file their taxes, they can check a box if they say they didn't have health insurance and would they like more information on how to get enrolled. And then they will be connected to the appropriate agency to enroll them. So, again, it's just making it more available. We know that 100,000 people in New Mexico are qualified for or eligible for health coverage, but many of them just don't even realize that they're eligible.
How do people become eligible for insurance?
Well, one way that we have is that you're eligible for public insurance, depending on what your level of income is. So low-income people are according to the poverty level and how you report your income for your household or for yourself have the advantage of public programs. And in New Mexico, that's about 44% of our population who are on those programs. And then we have the employer coverage. So some people get covered through their jobs. And then other people can buy on the individual market, which is the exchange in New Mexico. And again, the only thing for the exchange is that you have to not be offered insurance through your employer.
Well, I really appreciate you taking time to talk to us about the importance of health insurance in New Mexico and the options they have. Again, my guest, Executive Director for Health Action New Mexico, Barbara Weber. Thank you.
Thank you, Emily. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.